This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Outside Lands and Clusterfest, I guess they're both run by the same event organizers.
Yes. Right. Superfly.
Something like that, huh? And they are in an effort to make everyone safe and also to shorten the security lines. You can't bring anything but clear bags in. It looks like if you have a small clutch, like a small handbag or something like that, you can bring that in. They'll still open that and search it. But they're talking small. For these things that aren't clear.
The new clear bag thing is going to become a legit deal at schools, too, I think.
Yeah.
This is someone who starts making clear bags is going to make bank.
I was thinking that this morning. I ordered one this morning.
Well, you got to have one.
A clear backpack.
Yep.
Yeah, but I was reading the reviews, and there was a lot of people saying, I assume students of some kind, said my school now requires everyone to have these clear bags, whether it's a tote bag, a backpack, a fanny pack.
It's going to be clear bags, and you're going to have to go through metal detectors at every school going forward, I'm sure. Soon enough.
That won't be expensive.
Well, but what other option do we have?
We could get rid of guns or have tighter gun control.
We
could do that, and then no one could get killed by guns anymore.
That's a last resort, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Forgot about that. You know, here's the thing about these clear plastic, bags. When you carry a backpack around all day, even a regular backpack, they're hot, they're sweaty, they're up against you. There's usually only one layer, whatever you've got going on there. Like, that seems like the most uncomfortable thing to have to carry around with you all day.
Right.
I wonder if it had a cloth back on it, or does it have to
do something? No, I would think that if they can see into it, that should be good enough, right? But you're telling us, what does it say?
This is just saying clear bag policies for the upcoming 2018 events. So you're barred from bringing anything that isn't clear, non-clear backpacks, purses, totes, and drawstring bags larger than. So you can bring something that's smaller than 4.5 inches by 5.5 inches that isn't clear onto festival grounds. So that means that's like your wallet. Or maybe you could get a fanny pack that small. Or a little tiny clutch purse, although what good that's going to do you, I'm not sure.
It's kind of a bummer because you do, on a day like that, want to bring stuff with you.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Especially if you're there you wait in
all
line for hours before
long.
And nighttime.
Right.
I usually want to carry a bar, like a Clif Bar, some kind of sunscreen, a little bottled water or whatever.
Snack.
Right.
If you're a chick, you might need some tampons or pads.
Sure.
I mean, that's embarrassing. So, I mean, I guess maybe you have that in a pouch inside. Maybe that's where the 4.5 by 5.5 inch not clear thing comes in. You know, you put your personal hygiene products into something that isn't clear in there. Yeah, they'll make you open it up. It's going to be harder to get your drugs in, too. So that's a bummer.
Well, I'll just take them before, I guess.
For the druggy set. Well, what about when they wear off and you need to re-up use that?
Those go in my underwear, Sarah.
Oh, all right.
Duh.
Oh, my God. That's right. Well, pretty soon it's me.
My bra.
Clear pants and clear underwear. Superfly is the producer.
Mm.
Quietly unveiled the new rules on their websites. Festival goers can carry bags made of clear plastic, clear vinyl, or clear PVC, not exceeding 20 inches by 15 inches by 9 inches.
Clear vinyl?
I didn't even know that existed, but apparently it does.
Well, I went on Amazon this morning and I purchased one for just under $15. Just a little backpack.
Like just a little sack, basically, you can carry around.
Need much, but I do want. I don't want to carry a dumb purse.
No. Oh, God, no. They're also saying that 1 gallon clear Ziploc bags, small clutches, fanny packs, and empty hydration packs are also permitted. I guess you have to, pay for the water to fill that inside. The safety of our fans is one of the few things we don't joke about, they said in a statement on the Clusterfest website. So this is in effect for next weekend at Clusterfest. That's a three-day event. I think that's at Bill Graham.
Bill Graham and?
It's right here on my thing here.
Yeah. What's right
Civic Center Plaza.
Civic Center Plaza, yeah.
So you're going to have everything clear back there. And this is for Outside Lands as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. They're trying.
Yeah.
I can't fault that.
No. They want you to have all your... And they aren't wrong about a clear backpack making the security line. People, someone picks it up, can look at it from all angles. Here you go. I don't see any guns in there. Mm. And I didn't notice your drugs. Not looking for those. No one does drugs at festivals. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you want more info, maybe we could link that up at RadioAlice.com. But it's ClusterFest.com or OutsideLandsSF.com. The broadcast TV season is coming to a close this week. A lot of finales. A lot of I just saw that the Roseanne season finale is coming up. That's already.
Oh, that was
renewed.
Last night. I think
was
in the
it?
Middle finale. I was seeing on Facebook that was over last. Well, series finale for the middle.
Oh, that's over.
Totally over. Mm.
CBS was declared the most watched broadcast network in total viewers for the 10th year in a row.
Good for them.
15 years out of the last 16. It was pretty close this year. They averaged 9 million viewers overall, which is big. That was down 7% from last year. NBC was second at 8.9 million viewers, right behind them. They got a big boost from having both the Super Bowl and the Winter Olympics. Their audience was up like 10% from last year. ABC was a distant third, 6.1 million total listeners at any given time, followed by Fox at 4.9 million, the CW, 1.7 million.
There I was on TNT last night watching the basketball game, and then it ended, and the missus started to click through to find a show to watch as I was like, I'm going to go to bed. And there's nothing on TV. She went to Netflix.
Yeah.
There was nothing that...
It's not like it used to be. It's better.
But even back in the day, the basketball game would have been on ABC, NBC, Fox.
Sure. They would have been promoing the next thing that was coming up the whole time. NBC, though, was number one in the 18th. So what I just gave you was total viewers from age, I don't know, five, when
plus.
Do they start counting,
right.
to people's death. Who was watching? They say the coveted demographic is 18 to 49-year-olds. Those are people who are working. They're spending money. Right. They're the targets for advertisers.
And they're young enough that hopefully you have them for years to come,
right.
too.
NBC was number one by a wide margin.
Wow.
Despite CBS's overall dominance, it's the fourth time in 5 years that NBC has won the demo because they're saying that CBS just skews older. Fox, CBS, and ABC tied for second in this demo. Tied. Technically, the season runs through tomorrow night, but it's not going to be enough to change any averages. The 10 most watched shows, and this is again, so this is obviously some report came out. This is again, overall viewers. More people, do you want to guess? I mean, football's certainly on here, although it's not number one, believe it or not. They ranked about 200 shows, but both by total viewers and by the 18 to 49, but I just have the overall viewers here. NBC and CBS both had Thursday night football games this past season. Coming in 10th place was NFL Thursday Night Football on NBC, 13.6 million average viewers.
See, those are about the teams that play each other, though. And some
Absolutely.
Of the Thursday games are junk, like just throwaway junk.
NFL Thursday Night Football that showed on CBS was 14.2 million viewers. That was 9th place. Bull. Is in the top 10 of shows that are the most watched on TV.
I've never seen that. That's the
Me
Michael
either.
Weatherly that uh-huh. came from NCIS.
14.4 million viewers on CBS. The Good Doctor was number 7. Well, I've never seen that either.
Nope.
The Good Doctor.
15.6 million average viewers.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. Maybe it's a
girl. Or a girl.
I thought it was a woman, but let me see.
ABC, that's on. The 6th most watched show on TV in the past season was Young Sheldon. 16.3 million viewers on CBS.
Well, I just love that show so
Do
much.
You?
I wish there was more. It's adorable. I don't think you have to see Big Bang Theory to appreciate Young Sheldon. to go, oh, that's why he's so
How funny
spooky.
That they managed to have another hit yeah. based on that.
So the good doctor is a young autistic surgeon who has savant syndrome.
I have so that's what that seen is. Promos for this. The kid's like super socially awkward. Doesn't even have a person who sort of interprets for him, like an aide that walks around with him to try to
mentor. I'm not really sure.
Try to, you know, shore up his bedside manner. so that's the good doctor. A lot of people watching that. NCIS was number 5, 16.7 million viewers on CBS. These are the biggest shows on TV in the past year. This Is Us. Surprise.
Hear people talk about that a lot, huh?
I know. Yeah. That was number 4, 17 million people on NBC. Roseanne, 17.8 million people on ABC. The third most watched show in the past season.
Did you read the article? Because I did it. What they said about the finale. Was it some kind of Trump thingy?
Yeah, and apparently it takes a pretty dark turn. Like their, you know, their basement floods and there's FEMA has to step in. I don't know. You know, some big thing.
Yeah.
Number two most watched show overall was NFL Sunday Night Football, 18.3 million people on NBC. And the most watched show in the past season, no surprise, The Big Bang Theory, 18.6 million average viewers.
I think they have one more season left before they stop that.
Oh, is that coming to an end?
I thought so.
Has to.
At some point, it does.
Right.
And actually, if you care about this kind of stuff, you can actually Google that. There's 200-plus shows that are ranked. See where yours came in. Every week they send the ratings, and so I see what's working and not working on TV. And I always look to see if Survivor or Big Brother is in the top 10. And once in a while they are. Unfortunately, the Billboard Music Awards kicked Survivor out this week.
Boo.
It's at number 11.
When does Big Brother start?
That, I believe, is either early July or late June start.
So
that's a summer.
Watch.
Yeah,
okay.
We do. NCIS was number 1. Roseanne, the season finale of NCIS New Orleans. These are I'm counting top down. That was number 3. Monday's The Voice was number 4. 60 Minutes was number 5.
Oh, The Voice ended last night, right?
Yes, maybe it did.
It did.
Tuesday, I think this is for last week. Not positive. Because they're saying Tuesday's The Voice on NBC had 8.2 million viewers. That's 6th place. Billboard Music Awards was number 7. That had 7.9 million viewers. Decent viewership for a random award show on NBC on Sunday night. Another season finale for an NCIS show, one of the several. Los Angeles, 7.8 million viewers. Dancing with the Stars was number 9. And that just ended, too. I just heard who won that. I won't spoil it for anyone. But it wasn't Tonya Harding. So that is a spoiler. But it was a couple nights ago. The season finale of Grey's Anatomy was number 10. Survivor was number 11. American Idol was number 12. It actually has some ratings.
That was close to the finale, right?
Yeah, whatever last week's
stuff
was.
When you talked about it the other day, what was it, yesterday, and you aired the winner, people were writing in. A lot of people wrote in and said, they're better singers than that. That was showing them in a bad
horrible.
Light or whatever. So people are watching it.
Clearly.
And Katy Perry, for whatever you want to say about her show hosting duties, is a big star.
Oh, absolutely. The Bachelorette's starting back up. I think it's next week. I'm super excited.
Yeah, wasn't there something on last night?
I am. Well,
or a party.
Before the rose ceremony. The new Bachelorette is Becca Kufrin. She's the one who he got engaged to and then dumped a week later. After banging her for a while, he's like, I'm sick of banging this girl already. I'm going to go get that other girl. So the new Bachelorette is Becca, and she is already engaged. She's announcing it before her season. She found love, as far as she's concerned.
On the show?
The show hasn't aired yet, so it starts up.
Well, she'd have to have found it on the show if she's spoiling it by announcing that,
so
right?
The season is done filming. She got engaged to the winner. It's not... You know, that she somehow got engaged before the show happened. Obviously, she's not saying who she's engaged to. She wants you to tune in to see her tournament of love. It says next Monday. Does that mean a week and a half? Because I always think of the coming up Monday as this Monday, and the Monday after that is next Monday.
Right. Me too.
Yeah. So it says next Monday, which might mean a week and a half.
Right. Not Memorial Day.
Oh, right. Why would it premiere on Memorial Day? Can you see when it premieres?
What show are we talking
about? The Bachelorette. Oh, my God. How could you not be paying attention
because
to that?
Because I was looking for stories for Vinny.
Oh, all right.
Acceptable excuse.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have a doozy. So a couple tries to get their deadbeat kid to leave.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You told us about that.
They ask
what's
him to
happening?
Leave.
Yeah.
He won't. They write him notice. Leave. He won't. They took him to court, and I have the end result from
oh,
that.
Oh, I can't wait. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari.
Ooh.
Mercari is a selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com. Here's what's happening. I thought I'd mention again real quick that the Warriors lost. So instead of going up 3-1, the series is now even. Next play in Houston, Thursday. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors is right. Also, I wanted to mention the Salesforce Tower, the new biggest building on the West Coast and certainly in the Bay Area. They were going to light up the big art display last night for all to see, and the fog.
Oh, so the fog did.
They say here the Salesforce Tower light show loses out to the SF fog.
Well.
I certainly didn't get to see it on my drive in this morning, but it takes over the San Francisco skyline, and certainly this was a highly anticipated. What will this be like? Will it be cool?
Right.
I read further yesterday, and they said they will not. Not only will there never be advertising on that light display,
mm-hmm.
it will never be red and green for Christmas, blue and yellow for the Warriors, whatever. It's not going to be used that way. They say this will be specific
art
projects.
Mm.
No, like, you know how they'll light up Coit Tower
sure,
or
absolutely.
The
right.
Bell
like
Tower
that.
Over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, or Embarcadero's.
Right. They're not going to do that.
So is it going to be... one specific art project, or they're going to switch out?
He's going to switch it out. So we'll see how often he switches it out.
Right.
And I'm curious to see the first one.
I just hope it doesn't cause accidents as people are checking it
trying
out.
To look, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, our phones are doing a good enough job out there for...
distracted driving.
Right. Sure, absolutely.
What's one more distraction?
Right.
We're all experts at driving distracted now.
I mentioned this next story a couple days ago, it was this week, and I love it. I absolutely love this story. It's about a 30-year-old man whose parents told him, get out. Get out of our house. We need you to...
You're 30.
You don't work. You need to leave.
Doesn't even work.
Get out. He didn't get the message. Even after they left him 5 notices and offered him cash... to help him find new digs.
Oh.
This story out of New York ended up eventually rolling into the court system where a judge yesterday ruled in the parents' favor and ordered Michael Rotondo, 30, to leave after having room for 8 years there at the parents' house.
He came back after college and just never left.
Yes, so.
Get a job, buddy.
He contends he's owed 6 months' notice, like any renter would be.
Yeah, he's been given plenty of notice that they want him out.
I just want a reasonable amount of time to vacate with consideration to the fact that I was not really prepared to support myself at the time of the notices. The parents started the court proceedings earlier this month and filed evidence of 5 notices they served their son starting back in February. On the second, the note read, after a discussion with your mother, we've decided you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. You will not be allowed to return. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision.
And they have. They're in court.
Shortly after this notice, his parents decided to seek legal counsel and served another notice on the 13th, granting him 30 days to move out.
Oh.
You know, because they realize, all right, we got to...
Right.
Try and do this the right way.
And he wasn't paying them rent or
no.
There was no
Mm-mm.
no contribution on his part to the family
None.
Finances.
Not working.
Eating
None.
Their food, using their internet, using their lights.
Squatter.
He's a squatter.
5 days later, in another note, the parents offered some advice and gifted him $1,100 to help him find a new place. Here's some advice, they say. Sell some of your stuff. I mean, it's worded. I don't have all day to read all this stuff.
Go
sell
on
some things that have any significant value. Stereo, tools, whatever. This is true if you have any weapons as well.
Oh. Weapons.
You need the money and will have no place for this stuff.
Yeah, in the room you're renting in
the
someone's
last
house.
Thing here is there are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work.
Everybody has to work.
No, he thinks he doesn't. In fact, it says in the story, so I've had to read a couple stories to fill in the whole, all the details. Apparently, he has a son that he lost custody of, and I'm assuming it's because he's a deadbeat. So that's part of the story that isn't in one of the stories and is in another. Another story
he owes
is
money to that person too.
Right. Another part of the story is he's currently farming a lawsuit against Best Buy that he filed in 2017 when he was fired by them because he wouldn't work Saturdays. He's filed a lawsuit against Best Buy for $388,000.
Who's paying those legal fees?
I don't know. I have no idea.
This guy.
Loser.
Oh, get out. Oh, I feel for his parents. You know, it's your kid. Like we have failed in some crucial way. Get the hell out of our house.
It's terrible.
It's the only way to make somebody get their ass together sometimes. You got to cut off all support. Oh, that's awful.
Acting as his own attorney, he filed a motion to get his parents' case tossed by claiming they were legally required to give him 6 months to get out. But the judge said it was outrageous. Michael said he resides in a bedroom located near his mom's master bedroom in the home, while his dad stays mostly in the basement.
Oh.
It's not that big of a deal. We just don't communicate, apparently. As he did after the court case, go back to their house.
With them.
Yeah. Well, I doubt that was in the same car, but...
Well, how can that guy have a car? What, did he walk home?
Actually,
like, driving you?
That's another part of the story. One of the other things the parents offered is, listen, we'll get your car fixed. Apparently, that's not in working order.
They're trying to help him as much as they can, but he needs to move out. Like, what a nightmare.
It's all a bummer, but the thought that he has a kid.
That is annoying. It makes it kind of annoying. Like, he's a total deadbeat.
Yeah.
I've been trying to leave there for a long time. They stopped feeding me and they cut me off the family phone plan.
Oh, good.
Asked if he thought his mom and dad were merely trying some tough love. Michael sounded like a child who'd been punished. I don't think trying to destroy somebody is tough love.
You've done a pretty good job destroying yourself, sir. Your parents are totally right. It's ballsy, too, to take it to court. That's, you know, a lot of people just throw their hands up in the air when it comes to their kids living at their house. Like, I don't know what to do. I can't throw them out. Apparently, you can. Might be the best thing for them. People just don't want their kid to be homeless. They'll either get it together or they won't.
After losing the court case, he says, I have plans not to stay with them anymore. Just not today. Just not in 30 days. I can't imagine I'll be there in 3 months. Where would you be? Where are you going to be if you never leave and you don't work and you don't make steps to...
And you're going to have to work on Saturdays, I'm sorry to tell you.
He said he briefly saw his parents after he got home, and they were quiet. It's a little awkward.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
Anyway, there's
the latest.
Well,
sucks. You love your kids.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's what it's come to. The disappointment would be super unfortunate as a parent. I would think they must feel like they've failed.
Absolutely.
In every possible way.
Sometimes people need to be thrown on the street, sir. Maybe you'll actually get your life together. this will probably be the best thing that ever happened to him. He'll look back on it and be like, oh, thank God my parents threw me out. I wouldn't have this job. I wouldn't be living here. I wouldn't be paying my child support.
I don't know.
I am probably not.
I don't know what to say about that.
Sometimes people are just losers.
That's, I agree 100%. I remember, and we've talked about this, I don't know what a percentage of the homeless population are people who don't want to work and went to school. I remember being in high school, and I had, and it was both boys and girls would pull that, I don't like to get up. I can't get up in the morning, and they're not coming to school. And you just go, dude, I don't get it.
There are certain things in life you have to do.
So what are you going to do? Well, I just can't get up, so I'm not going to come in.
I'm going to do a job that starts at 3 p.m. and ends about dinner time.
What job are you going to get if you don't get a diploma? Mm. But that's there are people
who have
that.
Well, find them on Facebook. Let's find out what they're doing for jobs now.
I don't even bother. Mm. I guess I could do. I'm thinking of one girl specifically.
Oh, write down her name and have
her and see if she bag out of everything, man. And you'd be like,
you know, that's teenagers.
We haven't seen you in months. What are you, how in the hell?
Teenagers do have a hard time getting out of bed, and they're like wired to be up late at night and sleeping in the morning. But you know, you get into your 20s and you start to have to take some responsibility for your life. And most people get their ass together.
And some don't, though.
Right. And then they're living at their parents' house, who just sued to get them out of the house at age 30.
Hot dogs.
What about hot dogs?
You like them?
I love them.
What if I could tell you exactly what's in your hot dog?
I don't need to know.
Most people don't want to know what's in their hot dogs.
I'm really only good for one hot dog. Like, like two, you do start to think about it. And you start to get that hot dog taste in your mouth. It's like,
oh. Two hot dogs?
No, I can't eat two.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, one hot dog is the limit.
Summer is right around the corner, everyone. And
I'll be grilling up some hot dogs.
The cookouts. Will you be grilling up at the 4th of July party?
Oh, yeah.
There'll be hot dogs, right?
There'll be some hot dogs. We'll have stuff for the veggie people, even for the gluten-free people. Well, they're out there.
Pat and Marianne are both full-on veggies,
they
right?
are. So I buy those... you have those Morningstar, they're like chicks patties. They're supposed to be kind of chickeny, but they're
chicken flavored.
Yeah, whatever they're made of.
Soy or.
Yeah, they're good. Ish. You know, that's all you got.
43% of Americans say they do not want to know what their hot dogs are made of. 33% say they don't eat hot dogs at all, mainly because they're afraid of the ingredients.
Yeah. Don't be afraid. Just eat it. Just put it in your mouth.
What is the most popular hot dog topping, you ask?
Mustard.
It is mustard.
Yeah. I love hot dogs.
I do too, and I like those kind. What are the kind you used to do commercials for? Because we actually...
Applegate
hot dogs are sold right there at the butcher shop and at my Whole Foods, and we'll get those if we're going to have
them. I'll take a brat before a hot dog, though. Like if I...
You will?
Absolutely. I'll take a sausage before a hot dog anytime. They're so good.
All right.
Big fat brat. Bite it and all the juice comes running out. There's all kinds of googlies in there. Give it to me. Come on.
Man.
Oh, and how about... Oh, clearly this is not the first time I've stated this. Sausage. Hey, sausage. Put a little sauerkraut on there.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. We love to hear from you,
we sure
by the
do.
Way, so feel free to text. And
even the mean stuff. Yeah, I love sausage.
Or nice stuff. Those Madras lentils over Trader Joe's jasmine rice steamed. Yum.
Oh. I just sent the picture of the packaging to John. Told him, we got to get this. Vinny says this is delicious.
It is really good.
When Vinny actually makes a comment about some kind of food being delicious, you know it's good because he's so not, he doesn't
care
about food.
I'm trying to eat less meat, and often my go-to lunch was turkey.
Yeah.
And I'd throw it in a sandwich. And this is my new go-to lunch. I can heat that up, throw it over
it's
a little
protein.
Throw it over a little brown rice and it fills me up and gives me the energy that I can use to go play.
So it has like a sauce with it, so it moistens up the rice.
Right. And I pour Tabasco on it.
Of course you do.
Kick it up a notch.
Let's kill the flavor in this.
Right. Sarah.
Yara.
Are you watching the second season of 13 Reasons Why? It's very intense, even more so than the first one.
Yeah, I didn't watch the first one, and I don't plan to watch the second one. It's Brittany, what about you? I know you watched the first one.
I might watch it at some point.
Binge it at some
point. It was on at my house when I went to bed last night.
Oh, really?
She's watching it.
Yeah. So she watched the first season then. Did she like it?
She liked the first season. The 2 minutes I caught, it was stupid. But it seems like it's an important thing. So
people are definitely talking about it.
I if the message is good and it's helping people, that's great. The 2 minutes I saw, I guess he's seeing someone has come back and he's having a conversation with someone who's not real.
Oh,
maybe with the main character who
were
died
we
in that season.
Reading yesterday that there's a pretty graphic rape scene in one of these.
Oh, I don't remember about the rape. I remember about the school.
Well, there's a school shooting, apparently. So that's what this season is based on. But I've read, it might have been a different series, but I want to say it was.
There was a rape, I believe, in season one.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a article that says 13 Reasons Why Creator Defends Controversial Rape Scene. So.
Oh, so maybe that's the scene from the first season, but he was just talking about it.
Creator Defends Violent Finale Scene.
Oh.
So,
for this season, though, who or do you know?
These articles are from 1 day ago and from 16 hours ago. So I'm assuming.
So some bad stuff happens this season.
Well, the segment I saw was just bad. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad stuff. It was just bad.
Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, I'm going to start. They're going to do a Men in Black spinoff, and I have some casting that I think you'll be very happy about, Hooman.
I can't wait.
I've also got an R. Kelly story.
Great.
This guy just does not know. Yeah, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.